Mark Stevens is the AFL editor around these parts. He's back again with us. Welcome back, Stephen.
Yeah, good to be back, Half. Good show so far.
I appreciate the feedback.
We're going to introduce Peter Moores to Peter Moore at some stage. That'd be a good sort of Herald Sun photo, wouldn't it?
Well, then there would be. Here are the Peter Moores. There'd be two of them. There would be plural. And yeah. Peter Moore's surname would apply. Alistair Nicholson, by the way, the CEO of the Coaches Association, not the Channel 7 commentator, is going to join us shortly as well.
Yep. Good hockey player he was and good footballer.
Who's Alistair that?
Alistair Nicholson, the Coaches Association. Good at both.
Was he a hockey player?
Yeah, I reckon he was. I remember talking about it. I think he was a hockey player turned footballer. Can maybe ask him about that. What about Peggy O'Neill, Half? Normally low-key, very docile, very friendly. Well, she's had a bit of a dig at the AFL on rival station 3AW, and just at the time they're taking to replace Gil McLaughlin, let's take a listen as Peggy unloads.
I am. I would have thought that a decision would have been made a while ago, but there must be internal reasons so that isn't the case. But I'm no closer to that. I was on the nominations committee for a few of the commissioners, but I wasn't involved in obviously in this search at all since I was finishing up. But I am surprised that it's taking so long because it usually doesn't take that long in any other business.
So the leading question is, Peggy, are you surprised? It's a pretty strong response, isn't it? And it is surprising, Half, in many ways that we're still waiting. We're now getting into round three, the AFL announcing record membership numbers, even if these days you can sign up for a one-week membership. So that's all thrown in. But fairly quiet and low-key at AFL House. You don't see a lot of talking, a lot of media. We saw Gil do the rounds, but I'm not sure. We surely need to fill that chair soon. It's going to be two or three weeks.
I'm sure it's a level of priority, but I'm still of the opinion that perhaps Gil might stay.
Mm.
Perhaps he might stay, and why we're not hearing too much about it, Stephen. I want you to sniff around for this.
Yeah,
you're the news hound.
You know how to sniff. You're sticking by this, aren't you? Sources are that strong that you think that Gil will get through the gather round and he'll stay around.
He'll be around. Could be around for a bit longer. I want you to sniff and get some confirmation on that. I just get the tidbits. You're the sniffer. You get the good stuff. Speaking of the good stuff, Alistair Nicholson's in charge of the AFL Coaches Association. He's doing all the good stuff there. He's the CEO. And the back page story from Jay Clark today has highlighted a couple of issues within the coaching ranks. We spoke to David Noble about it as well this morning, and he's been good enough to join us. Alistair, good morning.
G'day, Half. How are you going?
Going very well, thank you. Appreciate your time. I know you've been busy. You told us in the story today, and Jay Clark and the Herald Sun, that the coaches have been overlooked in the league's financial recovery and it's affecting their mental health and their workload health as well. How big a problem is it?
Yeah, look, I think it's a really important issue for the game, actually. I think, you know, as we've come out of COVID, and this is probably focusing more on AFL, the AFLW's a similar but slightly different conversation, but the game's in really strong health coming out of COVID, but the reality is that coaches sit under the soft cap, which controls football spending, and they're still behind, on average, some of the levels they were going into COVID. So, you know, it's something where the sentiment of the coaching group is questioning that.
So the conversation is that the league's recovered financially. There's a $40 million loss in 2021, $20 million profit in 2022, and the coaches are the ones that have been sort of left out and probably, well, as much as anyone, the main players in keeping this industry in the media and in the public interest.
Yeah, I think the coach, and especially senior coach, as you know, has such a big role being the face of the club, looking after the culture and the playing group, but then also, you know, helping drive the media cycle and things. And so there were some couple of hard years there in COVID for coaches and coaching groups. And I think they're an important stakeholder. And as we sort of see, you know, record membership numbers and things like that, they're still working sort of on numbers that are behind the 2019 sort of level. So, you know, we want that profession to be, you know, happy. We want the profession to be attractive to, you know, players coming into it. So I think it's an important issue that, you know, we have that. I also think some of the things in and around coaches, where they're transition out or sort of termination clauses and things like that, that's something that is a mix of AFL and then club sort of policy. And, getting some more consistency on that would be good as well.
There was a view, Alistair, that prior to COVID that there was a lot of fat in football departments in footy clubs and excess staff that didn't really need to be there or weren't really pulling the weight in terms of the number they were getting in from a salary remuneration package. And this is just a correction of that. What's your take on that?
So, yeah, I'm conscious of that. And I think, you know, especially some of the senior coaches might say, there were some things that we've done more efficiently. I think we're still short of getting that nice balance of becoming a bit more efficient, but then having quality sort of coaches at that assistant development level being remunerated for a good rate. So the reality is that the soft cap has gone up, but it's still 20 or 25% down for what it was, and the game's not 20 or 25% down. So yeah, it's definitely, I think now we've sort of got through COVID, got through sort of media deal, a player deal is close. I think that coaching profession and how we help them and where the soft cap's going is an important issue, and that's what the coaches keep talking to me about.
So just looking at the bands now, assistant coaches up 150 to 200. Alistair, what do you think they should be paid? Are you talking more 2 to 250?
Well, I think the reality is it's getting closer to the levels they're at. So that, you know, that's probably at the upper end. But in 28, so our average from some of the surveying we're doing, they're sort of 10 or 15,000 behind that 2018 level, and that's without CPI. So, you know, I think it's trying just to keep up with what the role was in the past for what it should be pushing out now. So, yeah, in that territory, but it's more just keeping up with the progress of the game, because obviously clubs are doing very well now, the players have got their deal, and as you say, I think that the coaches are now going, well, you know, we play an important role, and so how can we help grow with the game as well?
Do you fear you've lost talent already from the coaching ranks, and the fear is that you might lose more? I mean, there's obviously people out there now not being attracted just by this pay band.
Yeah, it's a concern, and I think there's a couple of things. There's those guys that have been in the game for, you know, 5, 6, 10 years that are sort of weighing up whether they want to keep doing it. And, you know, Steve Johnson's an example, GWS, he's now coaching at the Wangaratta and doing some media. I'd ideally love him to be in the AFL elite sort of coaching ranks. And then it's probably then just players that are coming out, you know, whether it's Selwood, Pendlebury, Daisy Pearce, whatever, looking at the profession and going, no, this is something I really want to commit my next 10 or 15 years to. So I think there's a good opportunity that if we can, you know, improve or get the sort of coaches sort of back up to where they were and then add some more things in and around, you know, the profession around job security and things like that, then we can get that real attractiveness. But, you know, when I sort of came out of playing 10 or 15 years ago, it was a really attractive option to go and do and contribute to the game.
Just thinking abroad with the, more broadly, just with the contract situation, these six-month payouts, is that a problem for coaches? I mean, you can sign a three-year deal and only get the six-month payout.
Yeah, and that's something that we've identified with from our coaches, but also talking to the AFL around. And I think, you know, with the Brett Ratten example, where you could sign a two-year deal and then 100 days later you get moved on and then it's just a six-month payout, we think there needs to be, you know, at a minimum, some more phasing of that. So, as you say, if it's a 3 or 4 year deal, there's some protection around, you know, at least the first or second year for the individual, because, you know, the reality is it's 6 months is a very short amount of time, particularly for a senior coach, and then even at the lower sort of development or assistant coach end, so having sort of greater periods of time there, because it's once terminated, it's often a change of career rather than just a change of job.
And last one before I let you go, and appreciate your time, Alistair Nicholson, CEO of the AFL Coaches Association, has joined us. Should clubs be banning assistant clubs in the media from entering their rooms?
I think that's for every club. You know, that's their prerogative. So it's obviously got some attention this week, and I think it'll be a bit of a mix, but I think that's the club's prerogative around their football program.
I've got to ask quickly, Alistair, you were there in half's time of need when his contract got terminated at Carlton.
They were, Stephen. I'll answer it for him. They were.
Oh, okay, thanks.
they were very supportive. You don't need to get too deep into that, Nico. Appreciate your time this morning. I know you're busy. We'll chat soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.